Well, well, said Wemmick, still pretending to be surprised. Here's the aged, and Miss Skiffins. Let's have a wedding.
And so Wemmick was married to Miss Skiffins, and we all celebrated afterwards at a little pub near the church. I was delighted for Wemmick, but I could not stop worrying about Magwitch. He had been so badly injured that he was moved to the prison hospital, where I visited him every day. I read to him, and talked to him, and did everything I could to make him comfortable. But day by day I watched him becoming weaker, although he never complained. To the prison guards he was a dangerous criminal, but to me he was an unfortunate man, who had at least some goodness in him. I could not leave him now. At his trial, Jaggers was proved right. The judge decided that Magwitch, a convict sent away for life who had returned, must be hanged. I could not accept this terrible punishment, and wrote to all the important people I could think of, asking for mercy for Magwitch, but all of them refused to help. I noticed on my daily visits to him that he was getting much worse. He lay in bed, looking calmly at the white ceiling. Sometimes he could not speak, and just pressed my hand. One evening, as I entered his room, he smiled weakly at me.
"Dear boy," he said, "you're never late."
"I don't want to lose a moment of the time I'm allowed to visit you," I said.
"Thank you, dear boy. God bless you. You've never deserted me, dear boy."
He had spoken his last words. I touched his chest, remembering that I had wanted to desert him once. He put both his hands on mine. "Dear Magwitch, listen to me. You had a child once who you loved and lost." He pressed my hand gently. "She's alive. She's a lady and very beautiful. And I love her." He was too weak to speak any more, but he just managed to lift my hand to his lips. Then he looked peacefully up at the white ceiling again. Slowly his eyes closed, and his head dropped quietly onto his chest.